It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carbone. And Andy, the Red Sox sitting in second place this weekend, getting ready for a Sunday game against the Orioles as we speak. So what's the condition of the Sox right now?
Well, they've been kind of going through a win-one, lose-one type of deal this week, Bill. They finally snapped a two-game skid last night, beating the Orioles by the score 5-2. David Price goes seven strong to pick up his first win of the season, gives up just one run on two hits, strikes out seven, and then Craig Kimbrell came in for his 16th save. Got a little shaky for Craig in the ninth inning there. He actually gave up his first hit to a right-handed batter this season and ended up giving up a run in the inning. But it was all to no avail. They ended up picking up the win, but earlier in the they dropped two straight, then they won one out of the three games in Chicago against the White Sox. So they've been kind of back and forth. Price in his first start of the season back on Monday, he went five innings, giving up three runs on two hits. So overall, in his first two outings, you have to be pleased with what you've seen so far out of David Price. Of course, Chris Sale goes to the mound today for the Sox. So hopefully the Red Sox can end this series with another win.
And again, the Yankees maintaining that lead in the AL East. So they're not necessarily on fire in the last couple of weeks, but they're maintaining their lead.
Yes, exactly. That's the case with the Yankees. They picked up a big one yesterday. They hit four home runs in one inning yesterday, beating the Blue Jays. But, they've been in kind of the same rotation. They've won a few, lost a few during the week. So Red Sox haven't really lost any ground, gained any ground. They're just kind of holding serve at this point.
All right, holding serve. Love it. That's for our tennis listeners. what other notes do you have for us for the Red Sox from this past week?
Well, Dustin Pedroia, that was probably the big news of the week, as he landed on the 10-day DL back on Monday. He got in a collision with the White Sox first baseman, Jose Abreu, landed on his wrist. MRI showed no structural damage, but of course he was placed on the 10-day DL, and all reports saying he should be coming off the DL at the end of that 10 days. Hopefully that's not a long progress situation for the Red Sox and Pedroia, because obviously there's a big void at second base without him there. And on the other side of that, with him going on the DL, Pablo Sandoval gets activated from the disabled list. And actually, Pablo's done all right this week. He played in his first game on Wednesday, had three hits, had an RBI, and then actually on Friday night he actually hit a home run. So getting a little bit of something out of Pablo, but John Farrell has already stated that when Pablo does start games at third base, he will be used getting taken out of the game for a defensive replacement late in those ball games.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and then another big potential loss to the team as well, we talk about the disabled list, was Eduardo Rodriguez. He pitched Thursday night against Baltimore, had probably one of his worst starts of the year, gave up seven runs in five and two-thirds innings. But the big situation, he gave up four home runs in that game as well, but the situation that landed him on the DL was in pregame warm-ups. He's in the bullpen. He actually fell off the mound and injured his right knee. It's the third time he's injured this knee. And again, he's on the DL, and I would say that with Rodriguez, it will definitely be longer than the 10-day DL stint.
Gotcha. All right. Andy, any other notes on the Red Sox before we go to Major League Baseball notes?
Well, Red Sox did call up Brandon Workman to replace Rodriguez on the roster, so Brandon Workman will be coming out of the bullpen for the Sox. Sox don't need another fifth starter until next weekend against the Tigers. Many people think it's going to be Brian Johnson getting called back up to pitch for the Sox in that game, so we'll have to see how that all plays out next weekend against Detroit. And also coming back from Tommy John surgery, pitcher Carson Smith, the reliever the Sox got from the Mariners a few years ago. He threw a bullpen session on Tuesday, and he'll throw another session to live hitters this coming Tuesday in New York. So obviously, if he can come back, they're thinking hopefully after the All-Star break, that would be a big boost to the bullpen.
Well, Andy always has some great, interesting Major League Baseball notes, and we're bookended here. We begin with a no-hitter, and I think we're going to end with a grand slam for notes, Andy. So let's begin with the no-hitter.
Yep, yesterday Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez threw the first no-hitter of the season as he beat the Diamondbacks 3-0. Volquez, actually, after the game, no-hitter in honor of two of his former friends and teammates that passed away in the last year, Jose Fernandez of the Marlins and Ventura of the Kansas City Royals, who passed away as well over the offseason in a car accident. So he was honoring them with that no-hitter, so that was nice to see. Also, the Astros last night, they became the first team in the majors to win 40 games. Last week, I know we were talking, the Astros are the first team to win 30 in last week's report, and they've kept the winning ways going, and now they're up to 40 wins.
How did they win 10 games in one week, Andy? Or maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
Well, I think between reports, I guess it all fits in at some point. Now they got to the 30-40, but they're just rolling right along. There's no stopping the Astros at this point. They're running away with the AL West.
Gotcha. All right. Other notes from Major League Baseball.
Well, outfielder Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, he has to go surgery this week, repair a ligament tear in his thumb. He's going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. Obviously, Trout, arguably the best player in Major League Baseball, off to his best start in his career. He's batting .337 at the time of the injury with 16 home runs, 36 RBIs, 10 stolen bases. Last weekend, if you missed it, there was quite an interesting situation going on between the Giants and Nationals as outfielder Bryce Harper charged the mound against pitcher Hunter Strickland of the Giants. Got into a nice little bench-clearing brawl. Some punches were thrown, and both players obviously got suspensions. It's kind of an interesting situation. Strickland, he gave up two home runs to Harper back in the 2014 National League Division Series. Hadn't faced Harper since that time. He waits 3 years to throw a ball at him and plunk him into the hip, and Harper kind of knew it was coming, and didn't like it. So he went after him, threw a helmet at him, and fortunately that missed, but he got some punches in, and Harper was suspended 4 games, got it reduced to 3. He's actually coming back off the suspended list today. Strickland was suspended 6 games, and his appeal is still coming.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad fight or exchange, so to speak. Put a fight in quotation marks for baseball. That wasn't a bad one, yeah.
No, I definitely got some juices flowing out there, and I got some attention to what's going on in Major League Baseball right now.
Well, we're talking with our baseball insider, Andy Carbone, here on MSO News Sports. And, Andy, anything else to close things out?
Well, a couple notes. Former Red Sox and current White Sox broadcaster Ken Harrelson's announced at the end of next year will be his final one behind the mic. He's just going to work primarily Sunday home games next year. Harrelson began his broadcasting career with the Red Sox back in 1975, was with the team through 78. And he's been working with the White Sox for the last 33 years. A couple other quick notes. The Minnesota Twins turned a triple play on Thursday night against the Angels. And then, of course, last night there was a couple other notes to be put out there as we keep things going. Albert Pujols of the Angels hit a grand slam for his 600th career home run, just the 9th player in Major League Baseball history to reach that milestone. And overall yesterday in Major League Baseball, 7 grand slams were hit. That's an MLB record for a single day.
Wow, that's not bad. The Hawk, Ken Harrelson. That's right. I read that story yesterday, I guess it was, that 2018 will be his last year. Yeah, he's slowing down faster than Vin Scully. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a long way to go if he's going to reach Vin's plateau. But, yeah, it's tough to see some of the good old announcers starting to wrap things up. I mean, last year, obviously, he said Scully and Dick Enberg called it a career, and now we'll have Harrelson stepping aside, and I guess Bob Uecker will probably be next in the next year or two.
Yeah.
But the old guard is sliding away into retirement, but you can't go wrong with Ken Harrelson. Very entertaining behind the mic.
Yeah, Bob Prince, Harry Carey. I think they've already gone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're long gone by now.
All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSO News Sports.